According to the general staff data, over the past day, the enemy fired 41 missiles of various types at the territory of our country. Five of them, modified S-300 anti-aircraft missiles, were fired at Kharkiv. 16 missiles were shot down by our defenders. In addition, the occupiers launched 24 airstrikes and more than 50 MLRS attacks. Civilians were killed and injured. The enemy focuses its main efforts on conducting offensive operations in Kupiansk, Lyman, Bakhmut, Avdiivka, and Shakhtarsk directions. Last day, the Defense Forces units repelled Russia's attacks in the areas of Rynnikivka and Sinkivka in Kharkiv region, Stelmakivka, Kremina, Dobrova, Bilohorivka in Luhansk region, Rozdolivka, Fedorivka, Periskovivka, Bakhmut, Ivanovsky, Severn, Vodian, Marinka, Novomikhailivka, Vuledar in Donetsk region, the general staff reports. In Volyn, Polisia, Siverschina, and Slobozhanshchina directions, the enemy continues to hold certain units in the areas bordering Ukraine, but no offensive groups have been detected. In addition, the Russian troops still undergo training in the Republic of Belarus. In the temporarily captured Melitopol in Zaporizhia region, an additional mobile phone tower installed by the enemy was spotted. With its help, Russian special services have the opportunity to listen to telephone conversations of subscribers of GSM operators. Another team of instructors from Iran recently arrived in the temporarily occupied Luhansk to train the Russian military in the use of combat UAVs, the general staff said. Over the past day, Ukraine's Air Force launched 13 strikes on the enemy personnel and military equipment buildup areas in a location of an anti-aircraft missile system. At the same time, missile and artillery units hit four enemy manpower clusters, an artillery unit in a firing position, two locations of anti-aircraft missile systems, an ammunition depot, and two other important objects. Natalia Tolib.